Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Stadium BS. For more information, check out www.castellons.com.
www.castellonms.com. I have everything Frankie on sale now. I have my own store. I have eBay, Mercari, Poshmark, and Etsy. So I wanted to let you know about Etsy. I added a few items there. Go check them out. They're reasonable prices, and definitely I can negotiate with you on those prices. If you take a look, if you are in the United States, if you want to buy something out of my site on Etsy, use the promo code FrankieCastellonCaps. That's what you see here on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, Frankie Castellon Caps. It will get you free shipping on any item shipping domestically. So I want you to take a look at that and check everything else out. I have every single resources to every single YouTube video I did. Everything you could read up, watch. They're very interesting to me. Maybe they might be interesting to you. So with that being said, let's get started. Episode 2, we're going to discuss about MLB expansion and realignment. If you were watching ESPN this past Sunday, I didn't watch it, but, you know, social media blew up. And during the Little League World Series, Manfred was talking to the ESPN guys and basically saying that there might be a possibility, well, that's leaning toward is a possibility, it's just a matter of when, for expansion and realignment. And we're talking about geographical realignment, okay? So when I first heard this on social media, I think it was Monday, I checked this out. And I read a few articles in regards to, especially the one from The Athletic, okay? Basically, there's a bunch of different scenarios of realignment. I got one from Fox Sports. I got one from The Athletic. I even got an article from Front Office Sports, which is a freaking awesome, awesome site to read anything business related free of charge. And it in the their podcast is pretty good too. But I'm going to give it to you from a fan perspective. To the purists, okay? The purists will be like, oh, hell no. This is destroying the game. This is destroying the game for having universal DH. This is destroying the game having a second runner on base. This is destroying the game having the freaking pitch clock, which I cannot stand personally, the pitch clock. That annoys the hell out of me. Actually, no, it's not the pitch clock. The pitch clock actually is better. I'm thinking more of the 50 pitch count. And switching a pitcher. And if you look at my video from the Greenville Drive game, I would suggest take a look at all my videos, and because they all coincide, they all connect, like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Oh, shout out to the Columbus Clippers. I got their hat thanks to my brother. Thank you. Appreciate it. This is the Marvel hat for the Columbus Clippers. Anyway, sorry. So what was I saying? So, during that game in the Greenville Drive, they switched around. One had a no-hitter, and then they switched the pitcher after 50 pitches, and he blew the lead. Take a look at that video. You'll see what I'm talking about. Going back to the expansion realignment, I will love to see this happen, okay? I'm a person that likes change when it comes to Major League Baseball. I like to see something new. MLB needs to reinvent the wheel. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the other big three are trying to reinvent the wheel as well. Look at the NFL. That is number one in the world. That is one of the biggest sports leagues in the world. Next to Indian cricket and was it the Premier League? Refresh my memory on what it is. But you're talking about European soccer, Indian cricket, and American football. Those are your big, 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 big-time sports that generate billions of dollars. You got along the line of the NBA, which got a hell of a good deal with NBC and Amazon Prime getting their new TV deal. And they start in October, and they're going to be all over the place when it comes to viewing the NBA games. Then you got the NHL. The NHL, I'm a little vaguely familiar with. The only thing that I recall that was a big hit was the Four Nations, which was replacing the All-Star game. And if you look at any of my videos, I propose the World Baseball Classic to be every 3 years, number one, starting in 2029 or 2030, which are one of the two, after the new CBA. And I definitely want the WBC to have the tournament as the All-Star break. Every 3 years. Not every year, but every 3 years. And I hope to God that 2028, that MLB players play in the Olympics. I don't know how that's going to go. The rumor is that San Francisco is going to be the All-Star game, and then they'll switch, ship players, All-Stars, over to Los Angeles to play the game. I don't know how that's going to work, but in due time, we'll wait for the CBA ending in 2026. Anyway, back to the comments from Manfred, and boy did this blew up, because they have scenarios after scenarios after scenarios after scenarios of what could the realignment be and who the expansion teams would be. So I came up with three, thanks to the Athletic, okay, because the Athletic is the most accurate, and this was projected like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm going to go to what makes sense, okay? So I'm going to go to my little files over here, and I'm going to go to my little downloads, and we're going to look over some articles. We're going to show the Athletic what they projected. So their realignment is determining in the NL South that Nashville or Raleigh will have a team in the NL South. And then if you go down here to the AL West, you're going to see Salt Lake City and Portland. So that's one scenario. And then the other scenario was from Fox. I'm going to show that one in a second if you're watching on YouTube. Right, we're good. The other one is what could expansion look like. Now, this one is just funny as hell. I'm not too keen on this one because this will be World War III, especially in the AL Northeast. You got the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, and the Phillies. The hated rivals, okay? The AL Southeast, the Braves, the Marlins, the Rays, and possibly a Southeastern team, Charlotte, Raleigh, Nashville, in that vicinity, which they added here. The NL Midwest, they're adding another big rivalry. The Cubs, the White Sox, the Cardinals, and the Reds. So you're talking about big-time rivalries. I'm surprised that the NL Southwest does have the Dodgers and the Giants separately in different divisions, but that's Fox, okay? Now, going back to the Athletics version of it, you're looking at, this one makes a little more sense, okay? How they're doing it. It makes perfect sense on a lot of levels, especially the AL West, the NL West. It just looks much more cleaner for them, and they predict Salt Lake City or Portland, Nashville, Raleigh. So I'm going to give my take, all right? And I have that all ready for you on the YouTube channel. If you're listening in, please take a look at the YouTube channel. What I'll probably do is I'll probably upload these documents on my website, castlonms.com, and for you to see for yourself. So what makes sense to me, all right? I am going to give you a layout, but I'm going to explain, okay? Now, what makes business sense? Now, one thing I want to get clear. One, I would love to know if there is a Charlotte group that's wanting expansion. A bunch of billionaires or millionaires or whatever cackled up into a group to pursue MLB expansion, okay? I don't know anyone in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, that has this group ambition. I don't see it. But in my opinion, that's what I want living here in Greenville. So what I would want is Charlotte to have the NL South team, and then Salt Lake City or Portland. That's what I would want. But like I said, I don't see a group. Now, going back to what makes business sense, and going back to my first episode of Stadium BS about John Fisher, I'm putting the scenario that he's going to sell the team. Okay? He's going to sell. If you're looking at the YouTube channel, this is, I'm actually putting the sell sign. Anyway, so let's say if he sells. I think that the Orlando Dreamers, led by John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, for the people. If you want to be for the people, buy that team from John Fisher. It'll be greatly for the people. But would you put it in Oakland again? No, because the Giants are taking up all the territory, including Oakland. So it ain't going to happen, unfortunately. I would love that to happen, but I'll get to that in just a moment. So what I think is the Athletics should move to Orlando. They have the proper funding. They probably have the good relationships with the city of Orlando, nearby SeaWorld. So why not? I have a logo here. I even have uniforms that are generated thanks to ChatGPT. I could see Orlando getting the team, but I'm crazy, okay? So it might not be realistic, but you know what? I think it makes business sense because you're getting a buttload of money from the Morgan & Morgan people, whoever that ownership group is, the Orlando Dreamers. Why not make them happy? Because expansion to Orlando, and it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. They're not going to do a third MLB team in Florida. No. So that's one that makes business sense. Now, with that being said, let's say if they move to Orlando, that will be the NL South. They'll move leagues and divisions. So Orlando Athletics will be in the NL South with the Braves, Marlins, and Rays. Good travel. Easy travel. No problem. In their division. Great rivalry. Now, that also gives an opportunity to have two expansion West teams. I think with the most structure is Portland and Salt Lake City. They have the money for it. They have the relationships with the state, city, county, etc. Okay? So I think that it makes sense in my opinion. This is my realignment. I have three of them that I want to discuss. So that makes sense to me in the business sense. All right? Now, what I would want, of course, I'm going to go back to that, is one in Charlotte. So if you know anyone in that group that's listening to this podcast, and I'm going to share it all around the world, if you know any groups that are interested in buying an MLB franchise that I don't know about, that's not going to the press yet, hey, hit me up. DM me at CastellanMS. Well, at CastellanMS Instagram.com, number one, my Instagram at Frankie Castellon Caps. It will be down below. Okay? So going down the line, that's what I would want, and I would be their first fan. I'm not a fan of the Atlanta Braves, and it's not anything against the team. I think they have a great team and a great ballpark. I've seen it a couple times. I've driven past Truist Park for different reasons, both business and personal. And I hate the drive. It's a 2.5-hour drive from Greenville, South Carolina, and I hate it. When I dated my wife, oh my God, I hated driving day trips. It was just exhausting. And after the day trip, having fun, enjoying ourselves, it's like, oh shit, I gotta drive two and a half hours back home. Luckily, I don't deal with that no more. We're married, we're happily married, kids, the whole nine, and a dog. So that is settled. We go to my in-laws, you know, maybe a couple times in a few months. So it's not that bad of a trip to Atlanta, but I'm not a fan. I'd rather take the drive over to Charlotte. Charlotte's an easier drive. That's an hour and a half, up to 2 hours. That's just me. And I like things new, so I'll be a brand new fan. Okay? So I go over that list. Okay? Now, I want to talk about Montreal and Oakland. If you look at my Instagram profile, I actually found footage of both last games. There were sellout crowds. They were all in tears. They all celebrated the last time that they'll ever play a game in their city. You saw the one for Montreal, and that was in 2004. They lost the game, unfortunately, but they had a standing ovation. A few people spoke. Everyone was in tears because they're heading over to Washington, D.C. to become the Nationals. And then you got the other in Oakland, which was last year, actually. And that's where I started. That's where it started motivating me to do YouTube and podcasting, was this goddamn situation. And what happened there, and they all just wanted that moment, and it was a sellout crowd. They wanted that moment, and they got it. They got the win, but you never heard from Oakland again. So back in the day, let's see how many relocated franchises got expansion from the past 60 years. You got the Kansas City Athletics, which moved to Oakland. They got the Royals. Both LA and San Francisco got the Dodgers and the Giants. What do we get? The Mets. What else? The Seattle Pilots, which that was a disaster in itself, relocated to Milwaukee, become the Brewers. Guess what they got? They got the Seattle Mariners. Those are the ones off the top of my head I could think of. Okay? Whatever happened to restitution? Restitution means giving back for what has been done wrong. And I talked about it, and I'll probably do another video later on about Unity Park and give a little history behind that. I'll probably do that video at some point in Greenville, South Carolina, because that's basically their restitution project. And eventually I want to go to Mayberry Park and film that area just to show you what the history behind it. I did it on my Greenville Drive video, but anyway, that's future. If MLB wants to give back to their community, what would it look like? Now, this is a pipe dream. This is not reality, but if you want to make things right for Montreal and Oakland fans, and the Bay Area and Montreal have billionaire owners that want to invest in this, if they want to privately fund in their own shit, go for it. I would love to be one of those billionaires. But I have to start from the ground up. And it's hard to do that. Really hard. But people can do it. If MLB ever wants to do a restitution phase for expansion, I see Oakland, Montreal coming back. So how that's aligned is AOS, you got the Las Vegas Athletics, you got the Los Angeles Angels, you got the Seattle Mariners. I would add Oakland to the mix and make a lovely rivalry with the Athletics. Call it something, you know, awesome. Then what I would do is I would move the Washington Nationals to the NL South with the Braves, Marlins, and Rays, which makes geological sense. And what I would do is I would put the Montreal Expos, or whatever the team name is going to be, on the NL East with the Mets, Phillies, and Pirates. I think that would be awesome. Okay. That is just me. I don't know what your opinion is, but there's a lot of articles involving this, and this is making big headlines, which I am very happy about. It's showing the future of what it's like to have this game get dilapidated, and by the show of greed, it takes away from the fan base. That's my opinion. That's why I haven't gone to an MLB game in like close to 10, 12 years. I love my minor leagues here. They are really in depth with the community. I really enjoyed. They gave back. Took my daughter to a few games, and she had a wonderful, wonderful time. And I'm very happy to hear from that. Okay. So going back to realignment, I think that will be pretty awesome. I think it'll be a great thing. The purists will not think so. But look at the scenarios that I picked out. And look, ChatGPT gave me a team name that looks cool for Charlotte. If I ever get a team in Charlotte, the Charlotte Crown. Now it could be any name. I'm like, it doesn't matter. You know, it could be Charlotte Knights, Charlotte. What was it? Charlotte Monarchs, Charlotte Queens. I don't know. You know, Charlotte Bats. I think I've heard of that team before. But it would be pretty cool to see that in Charlotte. Wishful thinking, okay? Orlando, they're talking a lot of noise, but we'll see how this goes, all right? This is my take on it, and I hope you enjoyed the video. Again, take a look at my site, www.castellanms.com. I have everything Frankie. I even have a cool store with things I've made, such as the Greenville Joes, such as a Boston version CMS cap, New York CMS cap, Greenville Joes, as I said before, Subway version cap, South Africa, Nueva York, South Africa. I have all of it here, Puerto Rican and the Carolinas. And what I was mentioning before is, support Frankie. I didn't mention that, but I'm going to mention it now. Support Frankie if you want to help out, improve the channel, improve the podcast. Every little bit helps, and I will greatly appreciate it. I'm forever thankful. But also, take a look at the merch. The merch I have on eBay, Mercari, Poshmark, Etsy. Like I said, if you want free shipping on anything domestic within the U.S., go look at Etsy. Free shipping if you put code FrankieCastellan caps. That is my username. That is how you contact me. I added a bunch of Yankee, Giant, Met jackets. Very vintage. I have jerseys. Few hats. You know, even a junk journal. You know, take a look at that. Again, www.castellanms.com. I really appreciate you guys listening in. Tune in next week. I will figure out a topic. If you want to send me suggestions, my poison is Instagram, okay? So get in contact with me. I'm on majority of all socials, not Twitter. I'm sorry. Get in contact with main poison, Instagram. get a hold of me there, support Frankie, get in touch with me. Hey, send your information to me when you click on it. I'd love to hear from you. You guys take care, God bless, and have a wonderful, wonderful day and week.
Thank you for watching on YouTube, and thank you for listening on your favorite podcast platform.